Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola and Northwest Florida and Pensacola Beach. Welcome to Andrew McKay's show. This is Danny Zimmer, and I'm sitting in for Andrew today and today only, guest hosts all week. So y'all have to tell us all how we've been. And we've talked a little college football, and I've gotten about a dozen texts from my various friends who are not Florida Gators about their teams, because I said that they're Seminole fans that are listening, and I would talk real slow so they could understand us. But with that said, I have one of my favorite Seminole friends on with us, the new executive director, well, relatively new executive director of the Santa Rosa Island Authority, Mike Burns. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Danny. You're looking great this morning. Anybody ever tell you you got the perfect face for radio, my friend?
You darn right I do, and it would take a Seminole to appreciate a face like mine, Mike. We sure do. Pensacola Beach is awful lucky.
Yes, thanks, Danny. I just love being out here on the beach. You know, I've lived here on the beach over 30 years now, living in Gulf Breeze. But the beach is just a really special place. And, you know, it's a beautiful place and a great place to be able to call home. Being a part of the Santa Rosa Island Authority, it's just a outstanding privilege. What a great staff we have. And Robbie Schroff, Kara, AJ wanted to let me know that tonight we got liftoff at 7 o'clock. The band's on the beach with the band, the Astronauts. So be there as Mission Control counts down, and you listen to bands on the beach. And you know, Danny, it's the first week back at school, and our little sandpipers at Pensacola Beach Elementary School are welcomed by Rachel Watts. She does just a great job as a principal out there. But come on and bring them out on Friday night at Dark 30. We're going to have the, the Secret Lives of Pets. And so what a great thing to bring the kids out. Just get them in the car like the Griswolds and just truck on out to the beach and have a great time on Friday night.
It's just wonderful. Pensacola Beach is, you know, we live where other people vacation. It's fantastic. A lot of people take it for granted till they go out there and they say, we don't go out here enough. Fantastic food and beverage, wonderful hotels. It's amazing how busy the beach is. It used to be really seasonal. It's not so much anymore. And, you know, you're right, school has started. But, Mike, you bring a really unique perspective to the Santa Rosa Island Authority and Pensacola Beach. You've been involved in politics some in your life. You've been a practicing attorney for 30, 40 years, and you had a lot left in the tank and wanted to do something you were passionate about. And you're bringing a breath of fresh air to Pensacola Beach. I think everybody is excited, and you're going out trying to make a difference in a little bit of a different way. You know how to find solutions and make people feel good about that. And it is just such a wonderful natural resource. I know beach renourishment is kind of on the menu.
Beach renourishment is on the menu, Danny, and we're a little bit of short on funds, but we're going to get them. That's what we're going to do. You know, we always work to the solution. We don't have problems at Pensacola Beach. We have challenges and opportunities just to make the beach better, and that's what we're going to do. We have great residents and non-residents out there that we just love and appreciate, and we love our business partners, whether it's Ted Ent and Terry at the Hilton, the Hamptons, Robert Rinke down at Portofino, Marin House at Pensacola Resort, Amy and Billy McGuire and Chase Cole over there at Flounders, Crabs, and, you know, McGuire's back in town. Just great partners all the way up and down the beach, you know, and it's really good. Our island authority is represented well by Jeremy Johnson, who you know, and of course.
And work with now.
We just got a, yes, that's right, that's right. And so we also got our new island authority member, which is David Peden with Florida Power and Lights, and we look forward to working with him. You know, we got a great environmental group out there with Juan Lemos, Melody Fort and Brittany, and then of course our finance carols, Vicky, Jenny, and Jennifer, Pam, and Renee do a great job. Of course, Courtney Fell at the front desk. Come on in and see us at the Island Authority if you have any issues or need any help with anything. contact to help you with anything on Pensacola Beach.
Well,
we just love having a good time and spraying all that great sunshine out on the beach.
Well, Mike, I think one of the great things, we have about 30 seconds left, but one of the great things, Mike, is you recognize that the beach and downtown have to work together. People can come to the beach and go downtown and enjoy great nights out and vice versa. People who stay downtown can go out to the beach for the afternoon. People who stay on the beach can come in town for the evening. It's there's restaurants on the beach. There's restaurants in town. And that experience really, really adds up. Mike, we're really excited to have you as the executive director of the Santa Rosa Island Authority, even though you're a Seminole. And I know you're getting ready to go to Las Vegas to watch somebody else play, aren't you?
Well, you know, my wife's one of those purple and gold kind of gals over there, Amy. That's Go Tigers taking Freddie Flaugu out there, Freddie the Transport. That's the first time he's been to a college football game since Alabama and USC. That's back when Bear Bryant and John McKay were coaching.
Well,
I would be remiss if I didn't say go Argos. The Argos ranked number 12 in the preseason poll, getting ready to kick it off in just a couple weeks.
It is. We are a college football hotbed. Mike Burns, executive director of the Santa Rosa Island Authority and a fantastic friend of mine and a fantastic friend of Northwest Florida. Good one to have. Thank you, Mike. I'll see you soon. And this is Danny Zimmer, and I'm filling in for Andrew McKay. Today, we've talked college football. We've talked half-cent sales tax. We've talked pickleball at the port. We've talked about the IHMC. So many great things, sport game, big game fishing, the Cultural Center and Sid Williams. But coming up, we're going to hear from State Representative Michelle Salzman. This is Danny Zimmern. This is Pensacola Morning News Show, and we will be right back.
And we're going to check our traffic on the fives right now. I-10, you're going to have just a five-minute delay if you're coming from Pine Forest over to Highway 29. That's eastbound. Other than that, Highway 90 is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru's been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you. Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You're invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Coming up this Tuesday, the Astronauts will be rocking the Gulfside Pavilion at Bands on the Beach with their high-energy party tunes from the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Come on out to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with the Astronauts. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
News Radio Pensacola is the best place to reach informative, local, and dependable listeners. But did you know you can reach sports fanatics on one of our family of radio stations, ESPN Pensacola? It's our area's top place to reach sports fans.
My name is Gerald Gillis, and I'm the proud owner of All Pro Tune-Up in Milton, Florida. News Radio 92.3 and ESPN Pensacola insightful suggestions and customized advertising packages have maximized our exposure and delivered impressive results.
To have your business reach sports fans today, call 850-262-6000.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Good morning, Pensacola and Northwest Florida. This is Danny Zimmern sitting in for Andrew McKay, who's laying on a beach being fanned by mermaids and palm fronds on his way to the Democratic National Convention next week. And so he needed a break beforehand. And so if you can hear, we have had some great friends on this morning and talked about all sorts of great things, good news, all sorts of good things happening in and around Northwest Florida. And if you are listening to this program on your radio, you're about to hear from one of my good friends, but she is a good friend of yours too, because she is a friend to Northwest Florida. That would be State Representative Michelle Salzman. Good morning, Representative Salzman. How are you?
Good morning, Danny. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. And it's a lot of fun. I've been here since 5 o'clock. The last time I saw 5 o'clock, it was because I hadn't gone to bed yet, not because I had gotten up early. But
it was Mardi Gras.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It has been a lot of fun. And Michelle, what you've done is just amazing. You ran against an incumbent a few years back, and you're being reelected basically unopposed again for your fifth and sixth year is in the state house representing District 1. There's only one number one, right?
Oh, that's right. And everybody knows it. I make it clear. I walk in the room and people say, oh, hi, nice to meet you. I said, I'm number one. I represent Florida's first district. So by default, I'm the best.
Well, it's great. And you worked hard and did so many wonderful things in the community before. And we all knew you would make a difference. That was a tough first election, and you've been through a lot. But Northwest Florida is at a bit of a disadvantage because, you know, Orlando has 15 or 17 state representatives. Northwest Florida has 4, basically, you know, and so you all have to work together to get things done. And you've had remarkable success with Alex Andrade in District 2, which is downtown Pensacola, and Michelle, you're a big voice for Northwest Florida. You healthcare has been something you've been really involved in, and you know, as you rise up, this will be your junior session, and then you'll have a senior session if you stay in, and we hope you do. Healthcare was something you were really high on, and I think it's really important. I mean, tell us some of the work you're looking forward to in this upcoming session.
Sure. Well, right now we're really focused on getting everybody through the primaries. So I've just been traveling the state, knocking doors for incumbents across. You know, I just left Miami, got back Sunday. And you know, in that doing so, you meet people, you talk to a lot of the other members, and you ask them, you know, what are you interested in? And having coffee with incoming speaker, you know, just hanging out with him a lot and just talking and learning more about what it is that's important to him and what we're going to be focused on. And, of course, sharing with him what I'm interested in doing. So I'm hoping to stay in healthcare in a bigger role, and that will determine what my focus is. A lot of people don't know, but if you chair a committee, you're not allowed to carry the bills that would go through that committee. It's house rules. You could do something technical, call a committee bill, but that's a speaker priority. It's a whole other conversation. So until I know kind of where I'm landing, I don't really know what I can carry personally. Healthcare has been my passion since the beginning, because I learned within the first, I don't know, a few days of making it through the primary, realizing that I'm probably going to be a state representative, I started looking into what is and isn't important in the state. And healthcare is the largest part of the budget. It is almost a third of the budget by itself, $44 billion in the healthcare budget alone. So that's a big chunk of what's going on. And if you want to learn how people are wired or what's important to them, follow the money. So I wanted to be on healthcare. I wanted to learn where the money was going, what was important to Florida. And most importantly for me, everybody needs healthcare. That's not partisan. I mean, some of the ways that we do it might be a partisan issue, but at the end of the day, every Floridian needs healthcare. So you want to really impact all the people in your community. Do something like healthcare or education or infrastructure where you know that everybody will get a benefit. So that's kind of what led me to healthcare. And then since then, I've just been appointed to state boards and sent all across the nation to represent Florida, discussions on Medicaid, Medicare, access to healthcare, you know, creating the mental health task force, doing a lot in that space. And now we're looking at housing, and I'll be a speaker at the first statewide housing conference we're going to do, and just really discussing housing for active duty military and veterans and how we can address that. But, you know, as Holly Bernard said with Hope Florida, that was created by First Lady Casey DeSantis, housing is healthcare. So we're not quite going too far off that it seems when we talk about, well, okay, we need to discuss housing at the mental health task force and just in general. So we didn't change directions or anything, but we certainly are looking at that in its own little segment. And then we started discussing again the Alzheimer's and dementia conversation as it relates to mental health. And, you know, there's a lot of issues with access to care with people that are diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia, because when they have an emotional breakdown or a mental breakdown, it's hard for them to get a diagnosis because it might be falling under the dementia and Alzheimer's diagnosis. Oh, they're stressed, or that's a stressor, that's a sign or whatever of that. So we don't care for them over here. And then they require special treatment. They have to be in a lockdown unit. And so who's going to actually care for them? They lose their bed if they leave their long-term treatment facility. So there's so much into that. But at the end of the day, we know that the system is flawed. We know we have got to do a lot better. So working on that is one of them. And then finally, another thing that we're working on, Honka Tompkey came to me and said, Michelle, we have some of the best resources for healthcare in the panhandle, but the worst outcomes. We're number one in infant mortality, teen pregnancy, fentanyl overdose, all these things. And it just doesn't match. 1 + 1 = 2. Why is it so bad? So she said, Michelle, can we look into that? Can we do something like a Blue Zones survey in the community and just really dive in and see what we're missing? And so worked with DC Reeves about a week ago, you know, our great mayor, one of my favorite people, and just sat down and explained to him where we're at in that and where we're going forward and make sure he knew what was happening. So when we get to that point, he won't be like, wait, what's going on?
Right.
You always want to talk to the smart people before you do it. You know, you don't ever want to do stuff without making partners in this community. We're so close. As you mentioned, Danny, we have just such a great group of people. We all know and love one another, no matter who you are. And but when you're in a position of leadership like a mayor or a commissioner, you know, if we all sit down at the table and do it together, it's done so much better. So
that's what we do around here.
Moving that forward.
Yeah,
yeah, we do. We really do. People say, how do you guys do all this stuff? How come y'all are so great? I'm like, first of all, it's not me, okay? It's them. Like, our community is just so amazing.
Well, but you're so intuitive, Michelle. We have about a minute left. We go to a hard break. If you'll stay with us after that break, we'll come back. But you're so intuitive that you can talk with people and understand how to help them and learn how to help them. And then you know, you have learned your way around the Capitol and around your way around the House and even the Senate, having had Senator Broxson, Doug Broxson, as head of state appropriations, has been great for Northwest Florida. And I mean, it's just amazing what a job he did rising to the top to do that and working with our delegation and working with you and Alex to get things here in Northwest Florida, northwesternmost Florida, which is really great. And so much more is coming. And I know that you already know who your speaker is. The next 2 years, Danny Perez will be speaker and was here recently and showed a bunch of Northwest Floridians how much he likes it up here and likes you and our other representation.
Yeah, we're set up for success for sure. I mean, it was the biggest gift of all, rolling in with Senator Broxson there. Just such a big gift, and he's so knowledgeable and patient and kind. So it was some good years,
all right.
And I'm looking forward to the years to come.
Michelle, we have a hard break. Stay with us. I'm Danny Zimmern. This is Pensacola Morning News Show, and we will be right back.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. After some technical glitches, former President Donald Trump's sit-down with Elon Musk got underway last night, where the Republican candidate took shots at his successors.
What Kamala and Biden have allowed to happen to the economy, it's a disaster with inflation.
The Harris-Walz campaign called the Musk and Trump self-obsessed rich guys who will sell out the middle class. Elon Musk said he's happy to host Kamala on X, too. She hasn't done a sit-down interview since she launched her presidential campaign 23 days ago.
The entire campaign's mode of operating is hiding Kamala Harris out from the American people, hoping they can run out the clock in this election.
That's Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton on the Ingram angle. Now, speaking of the economy, inflation at the wholesale level, cooler than expected, up just 0.1%. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Sunshine on a beautiful Tuesday morning. 82 degrees right now across the area. Well, the fifth named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season has officially formed. Tropical Storm Ernesto forming yesterday over the Atlantic Ocean. That storm expected to bring some heavy rain today to the Leeward Islands, the Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. The storm is expected to strengthen into a hurricane over the Atlantic. Now, it's moving to the west, but forecasters believe it will turn to the north and not enter the Gulf of Mexico. One man killed in a shooting in the Warrington area last night. Now, that happened about 7 p.m. on Navy Boulevard between Dollar Tree and Little Caesars. The man died at the scene of that shooting. So far, no suspects have been identified or arrested. The Escambia Sheriff's Office is still investigating. Two regional developers now working with a local businessman to bring hundreds of new residential units to downtown Pensacola. These developments will be located in that old ECUA water treatment site downtown, which has now been vacant since they moved to the new facility in Cantonment back in 2011. The land is owned by Quint Studer, who talked with Channel 3.
To make sure we have parking, and we'd also, because we're good community citizens, would like to help solve the Bruce Beach parking challenge. So we're hoping some of this parking can not only be used for Wahoo games, but also for Bruce Beach.
And he mentioned that 2 acres of that land will be used for parking. The two developers will each develop about 8.5 acres of the property as well. And those developments will be a mix of apartments and townhomes. Studer says he believes that'll give it more of a neighborhood feel. He's hoping to break ground on those developments sometime in the next year. FEMA now on the ground in Sarasota and Manatee counties. Those were added to the list of federally declared disaster areas in Florida after Hurricane Debbie a few weeks ago. FEMA's Nate Custer says there's a lot of different kinds of help available.
It can be temporary lodging or housing help. It can be emergency home repairs. It can be what we call special assistance, particularly people who are really short on cash.
And officials now going door to door to help folks apply for that assistance. New chapter coming in the legal drama involving Florida State University and the ACC. News Service Florida now reporting that a federal appeals court in Tallahassee has decided to hear oral arguments between the two sides. That'll happen September 11th. The Atlantic Coast Conference wants the court to issue a stay against a lawsuit filed by FSU in Leon County against the conference. The ACC says a lawsuit that they filed against the college should take priority over FSU's lawsuit. And the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission wants you to keep an eye out for wild turkeys. The FWC says that they're hoping to reach 5,000 turkey sightings by the end of this month. They're about 80% to that goal so far. They're doing a survey trying to determine wild turkey nesting success in the state and population distribution. So if you see a wild turkey, bird, not bottle, report it online at myfwc.com/turkey. It's 8:35 now. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
I-110's looking good. If you're on I-10 eastbound right around Highway 29, you're going to see just a few minute delay right there through the construction zone. Also, Highway 90 going, westbound, you're going to see some delays around the Pea Ridge area. But other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It is going to be a nice sunny day today with temperatures warming up quickly. Highs in the mid-90s, 96 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. As we head into your Wednesday, we are going to keep the sunny weather around. Just a small chance of a stray shower, 20% chance of rain overall. High near 96 degrees, low near 79. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It's 82 right now in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, and 77 in Milton. And taking a look at our markets this morning, opening up here at the opening bell. The Dow is up 174 points at 39,531. S&P up 42 points at 53,86. The NASDAQ up 196 points at 16,979. Our 10-year bond rate down a bit this morning, 3.85%. Gold prices up 80 cents, $25.04.90. Silver prices down 39 cents at $27.61. And looking at the always volatile crypto market, Bitcoin down 58 bucks this morning at 59,030. Ethereum down about $10. Litecoin and Bitcoin Cash both up just a little bit as of this morning, though. The three-year consumer inflation outlook hit a record low for July. A survey by the New York Federal Reserve showed inflation expectations fell 2.3% for last month. That's the lowest since the data collection began in 2013. Meanwhile, they say household spending is expected to increase by less than 5%. That is a slight drop from June. The annual hacking conference called DEF CON is recognizing a cybersecurity firm, but, not in a flattering way. That event closed over the weekend with the Pony Awards. CrowdStrike picked up the trophy for the most epic fail. Company President Michael Sentonas was on hand. He accepted, said it's not an award to brag about, but he said he'll display the trophy at their headquarters for the workers to see. He says it's vital to own it when you do things horribly wrong. 8:37 right now, your next news at 9. Of course, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
So I always say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community, and if you didn't know me, you might think I just use words lightly, but I really don't. I mean, as a philosopher, I use words very deliberately and mean the words that I use. And so when I say they serve, I mean that. For example, if you go to Frontier, when you look at a car, you're going to get a price sheet and you're going to get a Carfax. And a Carfax is a great resource. It's not the end-all, be-all of everything about the maintenance and service history for the car, because it kind of depends on voluntary reporting. That's why I recommend you get a good used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust. But you get it from Frontier, but if you don't go to Frontier, like you go to, you know, Jim Bob's corner lot somewhere and you're going to buy a car and they don't give you a Carfax or like off of, you know, Facebook Marketplace or something, no problem. Take the VIN, give it to Frontier. Frontier will run a Carfax for you for free. Why? Because they can, because it helps, because it's nice, because it's being a good neighbor, because why not? And so when I say that they have been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Experience matters.
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is a strong conservative with 35 years business experience in Escambia County?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate has over 30 years of community involvement, including being president of the Navy League?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is endorsed by the last four mayors of Pensacola and the Fraternal Order of Police?
That would be Buck Mitchell.
So remember, in the Republican primary, Escambia County District 4, to vote for the most experienced candidate that the leaders of our community endorse.
Buck Mitchell.
I'm Buck Mitchell, and I approve this message.
Why service your firearms? Well, here's why. Regular cleaning and maintenance isn't just about keeping your firearm accurate. It's about ensuring they operate reliably when you need them most. When it comes to firearms, Jim's is the trusted choice. They consistently deliver top-notch service to keep your guns in peak condition. So swing by Jim's Firearms and discover why they're the industry's go-to experts. Stay safe. Stay accurate. Visit Jim's Firearms today. Located at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento, near the back gate of NAS, or online at jimsfirearms.net.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Pensacola in Northwest Florida. This is Danny Zimmern sitting in for Andrew McKay, who is on a vacation this week, having a bunch of guest hosts, and I'm one of them. Some great friends and good Northwest Floridians. If you're listening to this on your car radio this morning, we have a friend of yours on the phone with us, State Representative Michelle Salzman. Michelle, so much is going on in and around Northwest Florida, and as we were talking about, you're about to be in your fifth and sixth year, your third term as state representative for District 1. And maybe it's not luck, but the ability to go to the Republican National Convention and represent Florida. And there you were in the front row on national TV two or three nights in a row. Evidence of you knowing how to get things done, right?
It was surreal, to be honest with you. Truthfully, I had to fight tooth and nail to get that delegate card. I mean, it was a rugged competition to get there. And so I get it. And of course, I'm like, oh, I'll just be one random person in a sea of thousands, because, you know, you see TV, you know, it's like thousands of people packed in a place. But I wanted to do it because I knew that my constituents at Northwest Florida really would like me to do that. And so I was really just trying to fight for what I knew they wanted. And so I did it anyway. And it costs thousands of dollars to go to this thing. But let's be real, it costs thousands of dollars to go anywhere, which is why I fundraise all that money and I spend it so easily. But anyway, so I go to the convention and I get there like 2 hours early for the first opening day, because I wanted to make sure I knew like where I was sitting. Because like I said, thousands and thousands of people, I didn't want to be the one lost. So I get up there and I go, in Florida is front and center. They've got the whole front area in the middle, going back like 50 rows. And I'm like, of course we do. You know, Donald Trump is the nominee. So I go to the very front, because that's where politicians start, because they know that there's somewhere with their name on it, right? So I go to the front row And it says reserved. And then it's got Trump Jr. and all, I mean, the whole family listed on the front row. And I thought, okay, well, I must be second row. So then I looked at the second row and there was some lady there, super nice. And I said, oh, well, do you happen to know, like, who this is reserved for? She said, that's for elected. I said, oh, that must be me.
Nice.
So I put my stuff down. And then she said, oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am, that's not for you. That's for actual electeds, like big electeds. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll put my stuff here and I'll be happy to move. And then, you know, Evan Power comes out and I said, hey, Evan, he's the guy that runs the RPOF. I said, Evan, where did you want me? I put my stuff here. He goes, that's exactly where I want you. You're going to be there every day. You sit right there. You're who I want. And I was like, okay. And anyway, so that's how it started. And day two, day three, I mean, the whole week, that's where I was. And after the first day, even the Secret Service was coming over to me saying, okay, in two songs is this, so I need you to do that. And in a moment, we're going to have this guy walk by. So somehow or another, I became like the leader of the Florida area, the delegation. And I don't know if y'all noticed on TV, but Florida was leading 90% of the chant. So if I started chanting something, then the rest of the group would chant it. And then the entire audience, you know, the whole RNC would chant. It was, I can't even describe how crazy surreal it was, but it was the time of my life. It was so fun. It was like, there was so much energy and everybody was just having such a good time. I don't think that'll ever happen again, but I'm so glad I went.
Well, there are some things that can be fun in politics, and you find a way to do good for Northwest Florida all the time. And Michelle, you represent us so proudly. You know how to work your way to the top. You know how to get every Northwest Florida issue to the top in Tallahassee, and you've done a great job of bringing that home and supporting Northwest Florida. You are really, really appreciated and loved by all Northwest Floridians, and those that don't love you really don't know you. So thank you so much for coming on with us, and thank you for all you do for Northwest Florida. You know where to find me and where to find others, and just keep going. You represent us really well, and our whole delegation, they're doing a great job. You are doing a great job, so you let us know what we can do to help you, and you continue to bring it home.
Well, I appreciate that. I tell people that I have the easiest job because I have the best people. I mean, just truly the salt of the earth people in our community. And I feel like I'm the one that hit the lottery here because I go to Tallahassee or wherever I'm traveling to represent us. And it's just so easy because we're just good people. I mean, it doesn't matter what party you're with. We're good people, and we just want to help one another and just make the world a better place. And it's an easy job. It's an easy task.
Fantastic. Michelle Salzman, State Representative, District 1, and there's only one, number one. Thank you, Michelle.
That's right, number one. Thanks.
All right, so I am Danny Zimmer, and I'm sitting in for Andrew McKay, who's on vacation before going to the Democratic National Convention next week, and that'll be great to listen to. Guest hosts all week long. And we're going to take a quick break and do a little bit of business. And when we come back, I'm going to have maybe one of my top two favorite people on earth with us, my wife, Tanya Zimmern. And we're going to talk a little bit of real estate. So come on back and join us on Pensacola Morning News Show. I'm Danny Zimmern. We'll be right back.
That's right. Traffic on the fives. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. Nothing, no other issues to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner. just in time for the summer season. Peakmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong teacher and educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the Escambia County School Board during an emergency vacancy years ago, Carissa ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better. Choose proven leadership. Choose Carissa Bergosh for school board on August 20th.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hello, I'm Jason English, candidate for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The Clerk of Court is the hub of our justice system and vital to Santa Rosa County. I have 18 years experience as attorney to the clerk and former prosecutor. I'll protect our official records while preserving transparency and accountability. I'll safeguard county tax dollars as your comptroller using efficiency and fiscally conservative policies. I'm Jason English, asking for your vote on August 20th. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Morning, Pensacola, Northwest Florida. This is Danny Zimmer sitting in for Andrew McKay, who's on vacation, getting ready to go to the DNC next week and report in. So he's getting a little break in. I've been saying all morning he's laying on a beach somewhere being fanned with palm fronds by mermaids somewhere, probably enjoying an adult beverage, but I don't know that. But Andrew will be back next week coming to you live from the Democratic National Convention. And I am joined, we've had guests on all morning, we've had good friends, we've had people who are getting a lot of great things done. Been a lot of great news in this, today's show, about things going on in Northwest Florida that are happening great. And so I saved the best for last. The best wife I've ever had, Tanya Zimmern, my wife. Tanya, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Best wife you ever had, huh?
Yeah. Well, you're the
I'll say you're probably my best husband.
Well, that puts me in a top of a big group. So you were not awake when I left this morning at about quarter to five to get in the station. But Tanya and I have a real estate team, the Zimmern team. We're over 20 real estate professionals doing both residential and commercial real estate. And Tanya is a celebrity residential real estate person, and I want to be a celebrity commercial guy. But we recently moved to Levin Rinke. The real estate professionals, the culture at Levin Rinke is just fantastic. And the number one agency here in Northwest Florida, and we're thrilled to be a part of Levin Rinke. And Gordon Miles, the big boss there, and Robert Rinke, Terry Levin, run a great real estate company and have great agents. And we're thrilled. And Tanya, I know, let's talk residential for just a minute. Go ahead.
We are so excited. We really are so excited about this move. And, you know, the market is becoming a little more buyer-friendly, which I think is providing a little bit of relief. But in all seriousness, I mean, every day we are having conversations with our clients to help them avoid high interest, navigate property inspections, understand HOAs, negotiate. We just encourage everyone to get some education on all this because you need someone to advocate. The market is changing daily, and we just really want to stay ahead of that with everyone.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and you really need a professional to navigate today's environment. Laws are changing, pricing, fixing.
That's right, and rates are actually coming down a little bit. And it's always the right time to buy the right house. There are so many different financing options for home buyers. And with it becoming a buyer-friendly market a little bit, we're seeing a little more seller's concessions. We're seeing a little of that balancing out. So I think whether you're buying or you're selling, it is so important right now to be with a realtor that is going to help you evaluate everything going on in the market, because you really, really do need to be on your game to navigate this well and be successful.
Well, I don't think people realize it. One point early in your career, you were the number one residential agent in the state of Florida with Coldwell Banker. And when we reunited, you know, we went on our journey to do residential and commercial and provide that to everybody. And we're thrilled to be a part of the Levin Rinke team. We're excited about it. But what you said is absolutely true. Rates go up and down. You should fall in love with your house, not the rate, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. And there are so many different ways and different options, and we can help everyone connect them with the right professionals when they need answers. If we don't know the answers, we're going to find it, because the most important thing is transparency and communication.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And it's wonderful the way you run our residential division. And we have a wonderful team of professionals that help folks. And we provide them a lot of support. So I think we're very excited about that. But it's really important for folks who are interested in buying or selling that they talk with a professional. And I want to recommend you, Tanya, because I know where my bread is buttered. Give everybody a...
Well, we have a powerhouse. We have a powerhouse of a team behind this. We have everything from compliance to marketing. Malia, Jay, there is not a step in this process that we aren't on top of it to provide the best service we possibly can. And that is so exciting, because with Levin Rinke, we're only going to be able to expand that and provide better service for our clients.
Well, it's just wonderful. And between insurance and the different inspections and roofs and wiring and so many different pieces of residential and commercial is really been robust. Of course, our commercial practice helps us with, I mean, we do retail, we do land for development, we do office, we do all facets of commercial real estate. In a market like ours, we fashion ourselves as being one phone call away from a solution in both residential and commercial. And so we encourage people to call. Give everybody the number to call, Tanya.
850-266-7245. And you can also follow us on Facebook and the local Pulse. That number is 850-266-7245.
And that's the Zimmer team at Levin Rinke. We're very excited about that. I love you, Mom.
Love you, Dad.
So there's that. All right, everybody. It's been great. It's been a fantastic 4 hours. I'm Danny Zimmern sitting in for Andrew McKay, who will be back next week live from the Democratic National Convention. And the radio room has been joined by former Mayor Mike Wiggins. So coming up is something extra special, although I'm not sure what it's going to be about. About what? Oh, landscaping. Absolutely. That's how our bread is buttered, right? All right. Mike Wiggins coming up next. John, thank you so much. I'm Danny Zimmern. It's been a blast. Thank you, everybody. And we'll see you on the streets of downtown Pensacola.